There's this phenomenal song that my husband and I love by Donnie McClurkin. It says that after you've done all you can, you just stand. And although those words are life-giving and those words are fulfilling as you listen to it, sometimes it's hard to know when you've done all you can and when you know to know when you just it's just time for you to just stand and just trust the Lord to see you through. And sometimes when we're in that place, we find ourselves where we're operating from our own strength. And when we're operating from our own strength, we find ourselves in these places where we're in struggle and we're in strife and we're suffering and we're pushing towards the mark instead of leaning into God. If you found yourself in that place and you've been in that tug of war of trying to figure out when do God's strength begin? And when is it time for me to just trust him and to lean into him? And how do I strategically partner with him to bring about fulfillment in my business? So this episode is dedicated to teaching you and showing you a template on how to partner with God strategically to build your kingdom enterprise. What's up, leader? Welcome to the Gifted Entrepreneur Show, the dopest podcast on the planet that explores the world of Christian entrepreneurship and reveals secrets to unlocking your unique codes to create generational wealth. I'm your host, LaDondra Hervey, wife, mom, award-winning author, and Christian business coach who's excited to take you on a transformational journey of taking bold steps to unlock your unique gifts and pursue your entrepreneurial dreams with unwavering faith. Buckle up. It's time to make your dreams of creating generational wealth a reality. Hey, 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 what's up, you guys? What's been going on in your business? How's it been going as you have been tapping in to unlocking the codes to create generational wealth using your God-given gifts? What's been your favorite episode that has brought about the most results in your business to date? We are on episode 71, and listen, that's a lot of episodes. And if you've been following me for the duration of this podcast, there has been a lot of golden nuggets that have been dropped. And I want to know, how have they impacted your life and your business to date? I really do want to know. So send me a DM and let me know how things are going. What's been the most blessed episode to you? And I'm going to do as I always ask, and I'm going to ask on the front end this time, if you guys can be so kind as to share this podcast and to somebody, like, I want you to literally, like, just write down 5 people that you know and let's make a commitment that this is seed that you're choosing to sow into them. That's good ground, because let's face it, you guys, we need a lot more salt and light in these times where people are just teaching all kinds of things and there's all kind of witchcraft going on and so much just things. I'm not even going to get into it because that's not what we do here. And so if you know a Christian entrepreneur that is all about legacy and creating that next level of generational wealth using their God-given gifts, please recommend this episode to them and share it to them and recommend the whole podcast. Leave us a review and let us know how this podcast has blessed you. Because when you leave that review, it's just like with anything else, like they go and they look to say, okay, well, what are other people saying and what do they think about it? Then if they like it, then I'm willing to give it a try. So then that review end up being seed that you sow into another person's life, because now they're more willing to try us out and see if this is something that they can benefit from. So y'all, like I said in the introduction, I'm excited about delivering this content for this podcast, because this has been like one of my greatest life lesson. And like it's weird because I kind of don't want to admit that, but I do, like, because the things that I go through, those are my testimony that I get to share. And I really feel like the harder that I go through it, there really becomes like another level of anointing that I get to tap into as I release these type things to you guys, and then go even deeper with my clients, because not only have I experienced it, lived it, but I've embodied it and really have come to a full revelation of wisdom and how to break through these type of obstacles, specifically as we're talking about in this podcast, partnering with God strategically to build your kingdom enterprise. So when I say that, you guys, what I'm meaning is like partnering with God strategically to build your kingdom enterprise, and knowing where your strength ends, his begin, knowing where his strategy ends, yours begin, or your strategy ends and his begins, and where, you know, how to work in strategic alignment with him without going into a place to where you're pushing so hard, to where you're putting yourself into a place of suffering. I'm gonna just share my own personal testimony with you guys. For me, I am an older child. I'm the oldest child, and I have just that in my DNA, that responsible child. And I want to be really responsible. I've always been really responsible. I've always had in me to want to do the right thing, because I just wanted to help my mom, my grandma, and make them proud, my uncles, my aunties, and just really make them proud. And what I found is that I would do that to a fault. I've always wanted to be a great student, specifically, not necessarily, like, I was okay student in high school, but specifically in things that's where my passion lies, like in my calling and my assignment as I serve business owners. Like, I want that to be excellent. And so there was a point to where excellence became performance. And so then now I have a whole nother level of what excellence mean. Again, God has given me a true revelation of that. So where I was performing out of alignment with Christ and really trying to fulfill his call, trying to be like, okay, God has given me this calling and I really have to do this and I have to be great at it, because if I don't be great at it, like, I don't want to hear my daddy God to just be like, you know, LaDondra, like, what were you doing? I don't feel like he would say you failed, but I don't even want him to ask me, like, what were you doing? Like, why you didn't show up? Because then to me, I know that I didn't do my part. And so I would really put a lot of pressure on myself and trying to make to get it right. And then I would take it even further, putting pressure on myself, especially as a new business owner, and trying to get to these financial results that these other entrepreneurs have said that they have reached, and get to these financial statuses that they say that they got to in the first 12 months, in the first 6 months, in the first 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. And I'm like, okay, listen, God, I'm at year three. Your girl is not doing so great. And like, I'm struggling, but I'm going through and I'm following all the things. And then I put this pressure on myself because I'm like, well, my husband is making sacrifices for our family so that I can be out here in the streets doing my calling, how you told me to do it by faith, and I'm not making no money. And so I would put all this pressure on myself to the point, then do you hear these patterns? And like I was going to business trainings, I was doing all the networking, I was collaborating, creating courses, you name it, I've done it. And I was just well, if I do a next launch, or if I do the next this, if I do the next that, and it's just pressure, because like I told God that I was gonna be excellent in doing it, and so for me, I would find myself in these cycles of just pure burnout. I would feel disconnected from friends, from family. And there was even a point to where, like, y'all got me over here being real transparent. Why you over here got me all up in it? No, but I really want to share these things. I didn't even plan to share this depth of it. I really want to share this because if you're in this place, I really want you to experience another level of freedom in Christ, because this is truly not what God wants for you. And there would be so many times I would come to my husband and I'm like, I'm really trying and I promise I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to do. And I don't know where God, like, where does things end when me like saying I've done everything that I've done? You know how the song says, when you've done all you can stand? Well, me, I'm like this person that would really test my limits. And I'm like how do you know if you've done all you can if you haven't tested your limits to know when is enough? And then how do you know that even when you tested those limits, that it was just that you needed to strengthen your muscle more, because it was a muscle, or it's a mental muscle, whether it's a business muscle, whether it's a strategic muscle? How do you know that you didn't need to build that muscle more to, you know, and keep working on it and working at it until it's fully developed? And so, y'all, I'm telling you, to the point, like, just work, because I didn't know when I had done all I could do to stand. And I kept saying, when do I let go and when do I keep going? Because I don't want to be caught in a lazy spirit. Can any of you here relate? Can you relate to that? You don't want to be caught in a lazy spirit. You don't want to be called slacking. You don't want to be called procrastinating. And you really do want to operate from a spirit of excellence. If that's you and you found yourself in this tug of war within your own self, I want to encourage you today with some strategies that have helped me to really overcome this battle, to really start to partner with God and not try to be the savior or try to be this amazing student that is doing all these things that is really, when you look at it, is out of alignment with the pace of grace, because now I'm in struggle, I'm in strife, I'm disconnected, I'm burnt out. None of the characteristics that you would read in the Bible that he would want for us. There's this scripture, what is it to profit the whole world but lose your own soul? Like, literally, like, I felt like there's parts of my soul that I was losing. Like, when I say soul, because our soul is mind, will, and emotion, my emotions was burnt out. My mind was like high strung, like, and so that's not what God's will. He's like, I want to give you blessings and I don't want to add sorrow to you. And so that's the first way you know that if you are you're partnering on your own strength, you're operating from your own strength, or are you really partnering with God? As if you are literally, like, you're not putting yourself in places to where you're out of alignment with bless the flow of kingdom blessing, to really be in that place of where you're experiencing nothing but sorrow. That's when you know you're not strategically aligned in partnership with Christ, and you're bearing a burden that is bigger and heavier than you need to be carrying, and you need to tap in to a higher level of wisdom to bring forth strategic alignment to build your kingdom enterprise from a place that is light and a place that is in flow with kingdom principles, okay? And so here's just, I'm literally just going to list them, because this is going to be you doing the work. So the way that I'm going to do this is I'm going to talk to you as if I'm coaching you. And these are some things that you get to walk yourself through and ask yourself, so that you can make sure that you're creating a plan and a strategy that is in partnership with Christ, okay? So this, the first thing is that you want to ask, you want to sit, you want to create space with the Holy Spirit. And these type of things that we're going to do, we have training on and really kind of setting a flow for it. It's called CEO Collaboration with Christ. And these CEO collaborations is like you setting time aside to really partner with Christ. And as you are the CEO, you're talking to the executive board member who makes like all things, where the decisions, all the decisions run through, right? And you're partnering with him to say, you know what, like what needs to happen? What is the strategy and how do we move forward? So the very first thing, question that you want to ask is you want to say, Father God, what is the plan and what is the vision? And you just want, you know, and the thing about it is just write whatever comes up. What is the plan? What is the vision? Okay. That's the very first thing that you want, because if you're out of alignment in the partnership of what is the vision, then where there's no vision, then it says that his people perish. We fall off. That word perish is we lack restraint. So there's nothing that's going to restrain us to stay in alignment. We'll go into acting like wild horses and doing all the things and saying yes to things that we should be saying no to, running ourselves down in the ground energetically, really doing things that are affecting our mental health, our relationship with our children, our husband, our family, and all of that. And so what is the plan? What's the vision? What's the vision? And the vision is what's going to inform the plans, okay? You want to ask that, and you want to be really clear on it. As you write it, you want to write it, and then you want to go back and rewrite it until it's like in a clear one sentence. And I said this about a mission statement in a couple episodes prior to this. You can go back in if you want to tap in on the mission statement. But this one is like your what's the vision, that the thing that's going to guide your business, and it's the eyes of your business, and then the plan is the steps that you will take to get there. Okay. And then the second question you want to ask is, what's my role? Okay. And so as you sit, partner with the Holy Spirit, you know, and he gives you the plan, he gives you the vision, he gives you the plan. Then you say, God, what is my role in this? And just literally write, how do you see me operating? So another way that you can ask this question is, how can you see me operating in this vision? And just let him flow through you. I promise you guys, if you will create space to hear God, I mean, sitting and hearing God is absolutely one of my favorite things to do. And we at my church, we're doing this Bible study on solitude. And some people are like, you know, I kind of struggle with that. I'm like, guys, it is my absolute favorite thing to do. And it's because like, it gives me so much clarity and so much insight, and it calms down my nervous system and it keeps me anchored when so many things are coming at me, and it keeps me at a place of confusion, and it helps me to go faster and stay in alignment with kingdom principles. And so what is my role? How do you see me operating in it? Number three, I want you to ask, as you are partnering with God strategically to build your kingdom enterprise, how do I measure success in this role? And you need to do the work on these. And so here's some ways that you can do that. How do I measure success in this role? So another way you can ask that is, how will I know I am being successful? And then literally write down, like, well, I will know I'm being successful when I am. And you, whatever comes to your mind, when I am leading in my divine lane and not compromising my godly principles, I know that I am being successful when I am earning such and such amount of money. I will know that I am being successful even if I'm not at that goal mark. I know that I am being that financial goal mark. I know that I am being successful when I am showing up boldly and consistently, and I am and being accountable, and I'm tracking the data. I know that I am being successful. And just keep going and keep writing and just let it flow. And then another way that you will measure the success in this role is you say, who am I being? Well, that is a success metric. And so who am I being, and what values am I operating from? Am I operating from the values of generosity? Am I operating from the values of just seeking first the kingdom? What's coming up for you? Who are you being as you are measuring success in this role? And the last one part in, yeah, how do I measure success in this role, is you ask, what are the milestones? So if you're saying, hey, like, I want to be at making $10,000 per month, well, what are the milestones and how do I know that I'm being successful so that I can get there? That means I am reaching out to 100 contacts per month. And those, I break those down. And so for me, that's 20, I was going to say 100 contacts a quarter, sorry. And so then I'm breaking that down to where it's 25, per quarter, and whatever. I done made up some math. My math ain't right. So we just going to leave that alone. But you want to get really specific. We want to get really specific on that. And, you know, you to the point of, you know, how many people you're reaching out to daily, monthly, and so that you know that you're on track to those, that overarching goal. And that helps you to measure success. And then when you're off, you're like, huh, okay, here's where I need to pivot, right? And here's the activities I need to, the needle moving activities that I need. Because whatever those milestones are, those are where you need to align your goals and your activities, your daily activities to. Does that make sense? And so the question three was, how do I measure success in this role? Now, question four is, how do you, God, measure success? This is a good one. This is a good one. There is nothing else underneath that. I literally want you to just write that at the top of the paper and flow. Let whatever comes up, come up. Because this is the key place to where you're going to know when you are operating from your strength versus when you are partnering with God. Because we can say all how we operate, how we measure success. Y'all, there's times where I'd be saying that crazy. But anyway, how do I measure success versus how God measures success is two different things. And this is where you'll know if you're in performance-based behavior, you're in any people-pleasing or God-pleasing or anything. Because God doesn't want you to be like that. Like, he wants you to be daughter, or he wants you to be in the in son, in operating from your citizenship. And from that, then there is, you shouldn't be in any performance-based things. And so how do he measure it? Well, for me, the things that come up is this, that success, and how he measure it is me really walking in my kingdom citizenship and really abiding in him and really trusting him to know that his plans are good and that his path is good and that his timing is good. And so, and how he measured it, measures success. And these are just things for me, and that he's given me is his promises and his principles that's written in the Bible. And so anytime I get out of alignment, it's like, is that the way God wants that? Is that, so I'm over here, like, get the blessing of the Lord makes one rich and has no sorrow. I'm feeling a lot of sorrow. So, this is not success. This is how he measures success. And so I'm out of alignment. So really get specific on that. Don't be woo. It needs to be something that you can literally go back and you can track it. You can measure it. And so you'll know, okay, yep, out of alignment here. And then the last one is, I hope y'all enjoy this coaching. This is some good coaching. And this is a way that I really, like, I go on deep dives with my clients in this way. And I be really specific for them. I don't know your specific situation, so I can give you the template that you can use, and then you can apply it to your business. But when I'm coaching my clients, like, not only do we go, like, that discerning part of me be activated, but then there's times where the prophetic side is activated, and then I'm like, like, I can feel when you're it's in performance-based behavior. And I just, we can do some gentle coaching to guide you back to really where you're in, where you've been, like, in this world system, and you don't even know that you're operating from it. And then we can get back to a place where it's peace, and there's wholeness, and there's freedom, and you start to flow energetically so much more different. So anyhow, number five is the question you can ask is, how do I know when I'm working out of bounds of my role and operating from my own strength? And so this just takes that steps further. So we're just layering and unlayering and unlayering with each question. And so then, you know, these can be, here's some things you can think about. How do I know when I'm working out of bounds of my role and operating from my own strength? Some things that may come up is like sacrificing your health. Or, you know, you're out of bounds and working on when you're stressing, or you're just crying out of the blue. Like, you don't even know why you're crying. You're so emotional, and you're like, you know, you may even say, like, I'm so emotional, I don't know why. You might be out of bounds and working out of your own strength. You're angry. You're easily angered. Like, anything just triggers you and ticks you off quick. You may be anxious. There's a low tolerance for people and things. You have a lot of push energy going, like pushing towards those goals. You may be sacrificing time with God and your family. You may be making the success or the outcome bigger than God. You'll know you're doing that because that's where you're putting your attention. Your attention is more on the success of the thing than the one who creates the success. And the last one is that, I will say, you kind of have that I will say myself mentality, which can stem from neglect and abandonment and just different things. And so you're like, well, yeah, like, I'll take care of it myself, or, you know, or if I don't do it, then it's not going to get done. And just those kind of thoughts, you will know that you're operating from your own strength. And so if you truly, truly want to partner with God strategically, and you want his strategies to flow in and through you in a way that creates a multiplication effect in your business like none other, you guys. Like, people tell me quite frequently, how do you know what you know? And how are you able to get so much done so fast, and how are you creating results? Like how you create, and just like, y'all, I partner strategically with God, and I've had to learn a lot to really understand how to activate this in a, from a business standpoint, in a way that brings about true results in building a kingdom enterprise, not a world enterprise, a kingdom enterprise, a business that is founded on kingdom principles and that yields fruit, godly fruit. And you know what? We're just beginning. Like, and then we're about to hit the ninth year, and I'm saying we're just beginning. That means that God has got so much more. And that's because we continue to use these type of templates to help us to stay in strategic alignment with God as we build our kingdom enterprise. Do the work, you guys, and let me know what comes up for you. I promise you that if you do this deep work, you're going to be blessed. And I want to know what comes up for you. I want to know what comes up for you. And you can show me that in two ways. I want to know in the review, in the podcast episode review. And I want you to send me a personal DM and say, hey, here's what came up for me and here's what I'm working on. I want you to make a commitment to put a time frame and say, you know what? Because it's easy for us to procrastinate and not do this. So I want you to give yourself about a week, no longer than a week. You know, some of us are like, hey, it's fresh on my mind, I'm gonna do it now. But don't give yourself no longer than a week to do this work. Set some time aside, get with God, and so that you can fully get tap into this template that I'm giving you so that you can start to partner with God strategically to build your kingdom enterprise. You're going to see so many amazing fruit. If you need an amazing team to walk alongside of you on this journey, partner with me and my team. We would love to help you to activate that next level of success, God-like success, the type of success that you have been dreaming about, that you felt was impossible, but you know on the inside in your belly that it really is possible, but you just didn't know how to fulfill it. And to tap into that next level of business growth, we have an amazing team to help you to walk that out, both from prophetic strategy to measurable accountability to the resources of step-by-step training to a faith-filled community to learning how to scale and create leverage, and so that you're not running around like a chicken with his head cut off. You can really flow from a place of peace with a strategic plan. And we really like working in 90-day increments so that we can truly measure those results, so that you can finally see some results and take your business to God's next level. If you're at that six-figure mark, go ahead, or you're getting close to it, then go ahead and schedule a call with us for our mastermind. If you're not at that six-figure mark, then and you're at seven figures and you're ready to just amplify that profit, your margin, your profit margins, and or you're ready to get past that plateau, then you want to schedule a growth consulting call. Either way, you're going to get high value on these calls. Don't schedule it if you're not ready for another level, because we only work with those kingdom entrepreneurs who are ready to create another level of expansion and who are about that creating a legacy that their children's children would be impacted by. And so all of the information is in the description of this podcast. And all you got to do is just click the link, book the call. All right, you guys, have a phenomenal day. And I will chat at you in our next episode. Did that episode feel juicy or what? If so, please do me a favor and take 30 seconds to write a review. Your review helps us to spread the mission of creating generational wealth around the world. And if you tag me on IG stories, I'll be sure to reshare the love. And don't forget,
to join our Kingdom Collaborators Network, where we're coming together to intentionally collaborate to grow our business. Until next time, remember, for with Christ, nothing is impossible.